Everyday English, Lesson 54.
Welcome to Everyday English. In yesterday's program, we listened to a conversation between Aju and Kofi in which a young woman was portrayed as having gone through a period of emotional stress. There was not enough time to discuss the relevant expressions containing the word time. Without repeating the dialogue once more, we shall select some of the time idioms for comment in this program. Here's the first one.
Long time no see, I should say.
Long time no see. This is a colloquial expression which means we haven't met or seen each other for a long time now. It's been a long time since we met.
Long time no see.
Here's another one.
You seem to have no time for me these days.
You seem to have no time for me these days. On the surface, the expression means you don't care about me any longer. I'm not as important or interesting to you as I used to be. You seem to have no time for me these days. But the expression can have an extended meaning, as in this sentence.
I have no time for humbug.
Here, have time for means tolerate, be patient with.
I have no time for humbug.
I don't tolerate dishonest talk and behavior, that is, I haven't patience for hypocrisy and talk intended to deceive. Here are more examples.
I have no time for loafers.
I have no time for loafers. A similar sentence is used by Kofi, but this time in a positive sense. This is in reply to Aju's sentence.
On the contrary, I have time for all good people like you and for all admirable things which you typify.
I have time for all good people like you and for all admirable things which you typify. Kofi apologizes for what seems to have been an intrusion on Aju's time.
I seem to have arrived in the nick of time. I have I?
In the nick of time, Kofi asks whether he has arrived only just in time and at the last moment, and whether that is not going to be inconvenient to Aju.
I seem to have arrived in the nick of time.
That is, I hope I haven't arrived at the last moment when you were about to leave.
I can't afford to miss what promises to be a wonderful time.
A wonderful time. This is a familiar expression. An enjoyable time. A period of time you would like to talk about because it gave you excitement and feeling of joy and great happiness. A wonderful time.
I can't afford to miss what promises to be a wonderful time.
You look agitated.
Time and tide wait for no man.
This is an old adage, and it means we should do what we have to do now when there is time, rather than put things off, since the opportunity may not be there for us at the next moment.
That sounds ominous, Aju.
Excuse my cynicism, Kofi. It is only one of the signs of the times.
What you call cynicism is only one of the indications of my real inner state of being. That is the implication of Adjo's sentence. A sign of the time simply means
an indication of the real state of affairs, which may not be apparent to the person who judges things on the basis of superficial evidence.
A sign of the times.
But what brings you here, if I may ask?
Well, I came to do some shopping for the gaunt old man. At his time of life, we have to be soft with him.
At one's time of life, this simply means at one's age. At my father's age, he needs gentle handling. Here are a couple of examples.
The doctor believes that at your mother's time of life, she should not spend long hours in the kitchen.
At my time of life, what do you expect? Sit with you at all these interminable funerals?
The speaker implies that he's not young enough to be present at all the boring and interminable funerals. Our next expression is
behind time.
The buses are generally behind time.
Simply means
the buses are generally late.
Behind time means late. But please do not confuse
behind time
and
behind the times,
which means
not with it.
No longer fashionable or modern in one's outlook or ways of doing things.
Behind time should be distinguished from behind the times. Now listen to this.
So you came round to see me because you have time to kill.
Have time on one's hands means
not have enough to do with one's time.
Could we have too much time to spare? The sentence means the same as
have time to kill.
So you came round to see me because you have time to kill.
To have time to kill is to have extra time to spare.
I remember the last time we met, you were near your time.
Yes, indeed. I had a baby, but I lost it.
The phrase to be near one's time is spoken of a pregnant woman who is expected to have a baby soon. You were near your time. And this means you were close in time to having a baby.
Sorry to hear that.
It's been a hell of a time for me.
It's been a hell of a time for me. It has been a very difficult period in my life. I have had a hell of a time. It's not been easy at all. One hell of a time.
And now he is gone. But I know KAB will come back.
In his own sweet time.
KAB will come back. But in his own sweet time. He'll come back at a time that suits him. He'll come back not under duress. He'll not be forced to come back.
KAB will come in his own sweet time.
My soul tells me from his soul that he is coming in the fullness of time to marry me and give me a new baby.
In the fullness of time, this means
eventually, at the appropriate time.
That is, KAB is coming back in his own sweet time and in the fullness of time. And finally,
KAB and I prefer to do things in our own good time.
We prefer to do things at a time which suits us, which we ourselves choose. At times not imposed on us.
KAB and I prefer to do things in our own good time.
Thank you. Now, listeners, that's all. Goodbye. and have a good day.